Dear friends, my name is Lauren Clark. I wrote the book called I Love Jazz, and it's this play along with me and my friend Yodai as we bring you the story of jazz. We will guide you from the beginnings in the low culture of New Orleans through the phenomenal changes of our world in the last 100 years to the concert stage in Beijing, where we will all hear jazz in its glory, all its differences.
听众朋友，我是有代，在接下来这将近一个小时的时间里边，我和劳伦一起将会把你从爵士乐的诞生地新奥穿过整个20世纪，一直把你带到现在被爵士乐变化着的北京。但是爵士乐是从哪儿来的呢？爵士乐诞生在本世纪初新奥尔良的地方，这是西比河边上的一个炎热的城市，它距离墨西哥湾只有80公里。奥尔良从18世纪被发现，一直到今天，它看来仍然像是法国的城市。但是新奥尔良更是一个文化的城市，法国、西班牙，特别是非洲的多种文化的集合体。法国的商人带来了欧洲的文化，西班牙人则带来了充满热情的拉丁节奏，黑人他们所带来的是传统的鼓声、舞蹈和歌唱方式，在本世纪初，在新奥尔良结合成了爵士音乐。
New Orleans was a French city from its founding in the early 18th century until even today it looks and feels like a French city. But most of all, New Orleans was a city of culture, several cultures, among them French, Spanish, Cajun, and especially African. The European culture of the French traders, the passionate Latin rhythms of the Spanish, and the primitive drumming techniques and singing patterns of the black people who populated New Orleans all came together around the year 1900 to form the unique characteristics of jazz music. The piano was the basic instrument of early jazz. It was the black musicians, many of whom had been sent to Europe to study music by their white employers, who played the piano in the bars, restaurants, and pleasure houses of New Orleans. In the hands of these black musicians and in the early hours of drinking and dancing in New Orleans, the music of the classicsters began to change.The music became distinctly New Orleans and developed rapidly to a style which is called by jazz scholars ragtime. What we are listening to now is jazz from the 20s and is a sophisticated form of ragtime. That is, it includes several instruments which play the tune together, but they all observe the melody and beat. This is revolutionary music. It was strictly American and it was born and raised in New Orleans.
钢琴是早期爵士乐中最基本的乐器。演奏钢琴的黑人乐师们都是他们的主人把他们送到欧洲去学习，在他们回到新奥尔良之后呢，他们就在酒吧和里边演出。古典大师们的音乐在新奥尔良的妓院里，在黑人乐师们的手中开始改变了，这种音乐变得非常的新奥尔良化，这种音乐发展成了一种风格，后来被学者们称为 Ragtime。我们现在听到这段音乐是20年代的 Ragtime， 有许多不同的乐器来的节奏旋律和节拍的一种规律，这是革命性的。
Jazz continued in this rather strict pattern for the first years of its youth and didn't change much until the first revolutionary musician, an important part of what later became the very heart of jazz. Improvisation, that is, the spontaneous creation of melodic and rhythmic patterns as the musician plays, became the genius of jazz.Listen carefully in this Louis Armstrong piece, and you will hear what is called a break. That is, a place where the band stops playing and the individual artist, sometimes the trumpet of Louis, sometimes the trombone, sometimes the piano, take an extended solo. It was Armstrong who pioneered the break, during which he created some of the most striking and masterful phrases of music which we have ever heard.
爵士乐一直延续的这种形式，一直到第一位具有革命性的音乐家出现，他在爵士乐中加入了一种非常重要的因素，即兴演奏，这之后成了爵士乐发展的核心。即兴就是在演奏过程当中加入乐手们的创造部分，注意听这段你就会发现什么是停顿，就是整个乐队停下来让独奏乐手是即兴作，有时候会是小号，有时候会是长号，有时候会是钢琴。而我们现在听到的是先锋小号演奏家 Louis Armstrong 他那最具有创造性的出色奏。